For years, I envied my friend Jeff Conklin, who, at the age of 11, found a dead guy. We were in grade 6 in Mr. Finley's class, and most days we walked home together, Jeff and I. But this particular day, my mom picked me up after school, not only because it was raining pretty hard, but also because I had a checkup booked with Dr. Murphy, our family dentist. Jeff didn't have the kind of mom who cared about picking him up at school when it was raining, so he struck out for home. No umbrella, no raincoat, stomping through all the puddles in his sneakers. At one point, the heavens opened up and the rain came down so hard the streets flooded. I remember as we were pulling into the dentist's parking lot, you couldn't see past the windshield, even with the wipers going full blast, thwacking back and forth on our 1965 Dodge Polara. It was like we weren't in a car, but in the Maid of the Mist, right under Niagara Falls. Meanwhile, the worst of the rain had let up a bit as Jeff, now as wet as if he'd done 10 laps at the community pool, rounded the corner onto Gilmore Street. Up ahead, there was a blue Ford Galaxy pulled up close to the curb, and stretched out on the pavement next to it, on his stomach, was a man. At first, Jeff thought it was a kid. But kids didn't wear nice raincoats, or dress pants, or fancy shoes. It was a very small man. Jeff approached slowly, then stopped. The man's short legs were stretched out into the street, shoes angled awkwardly. And from where Jeff stood, it looked like his head was cut off at the curb, which really creeped Jeff out. He took a few more steps, the world engulfed in the sound of rain, and shouted, "Mister?" The little man said nothing and didn't move. "Mister, you okay?" Now, Jeff was standing right over him, and he could see that the man's chest was positioned over a storm drain where water was coursing around him and disappearing. His right arm and head were wedged into the drain. Now, Jeff could see why it appeared that the man's head had been cut off. "Mister!" he shouted one last time. Jeff confided to me that he wet his pants then, but it was okay because he was already soaked, and no one would be able to tell the difference. He ran to the closest house, banged on the door, and told the elderly man who answered that there was a dead man's head in the storm sewer. The old man had a look at the weather and decided to call the police rather than conduct his own investigation. As best as the police could tell, this was what happened. The man, his name was Archie Roget and he was an accountant, had left work early and was planning to run a few errands on the way home. He could tell by the approaching clouds that the light rain was about to turn into a deluge, so he pulled over to the curb to get his raincoat out of the trunk. His wife told police he never went anywhere without a raincoat in the trunk or a cushion on the front seat to help him see over the steering wheel. He opened the trunk with his keys from the ignition. This was in the days before remote trunk releases. Slipped on the coat and slammed the trunk shut. Then, somehow or other, he lost his grip on the car keys, which slipped between the iron bars of the storm sewer grate. It was the kind that hugged the curb, where there was a broader vertical opening wide enough to slip an arm in, at least. Roget got down on his hands and knees, must have been able to see his keys, and reached in. But his arm, like the rest of him, was a few inches too short. So to get a bit more length, he wedged in his head, which was, like the rest of him, tiny. And his head got stuck. And then the downpour struck. Just as the wipers on my mom's car couldn't stay ahead of the rain, the storm drains couldn't empty the streets fast enough. They backed up, and Archie Roget's lungs filled with rainwater. The circumstances of the man's death were so bizarre that the story made the papers, even hitting the wires. Jeff was interviewed not only by local reporters, but by newspapers from as far away as Spokane and Miami. He was, at least at Wendell Hills Public School, a celebrity. And if it hadn't been for my dental appointment, I might have been there to share the spotlight. This was my introduction to the cruelties of fate.